This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Arab leaders who met with Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jordan pushed for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Blinken warned a ceasefire would be counterproductive and could encourage more violence by the militant group. The officials held talks Saturday in Amman. Later, Blinken appeared at a news conference with his counterparts from Jordan and Egypt to discuss what he said was their shared desire to protect civilians in Gaza and improve aid flows to the besieged territory. The Arab ministers repeatedly called for the fighting to stop now and condemned Israel's war tactics. Blinken said the U.S. backs Israel's right to defend itself and supports humanitarian pauses in war operations to allow for aid flows. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Russian attacks in Ukraine have wounded at least 14 civilians as the president of the European Union's executive returned to the Ukrainian capital to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. There were 26 cities and settlements overall in the region that came under attack over the past day. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that talks during her sixth visit on Saturday would focus on the path for Ukraine to join the European Union, quote, and how we will continue to make Russia pay for its war of aggression. Survivors of a strong earthquake that shook Nepal's northwest in the middle of the night have described sudden shaking followed by houses collapsing and burying entire families as the death toll rose to 157. Most of those killed were crushed by debris when their houses, usually made by stacking rocks and logs, collapsed. While rescuers were scrambling to rush aid, operations are hampered by the fact that many of the mountainous villages could only be reached by foot. Tents, food, and medicine are being flown in as thousands became homeless overnight. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. According to the Israeli government data, 400,000 people who arrived in the country in the past 10 years are defined as new immigrants, potentially in need of government agencies' help. They now find themselves caught in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Natasha Mazgavoya reports from Jerusalem.
In the southern Israeli city of Sderot, about 3 kilometers from Gaza, Hamas rockets are still being shot at the neighborhoods. This town of about 30,000 people is home to many Olim, new immigrants in Hebrew, who in the past weeks of war between Hamas and Israel, along with other residents, had to evacuate their homes. 70 Ethiopian Jews left the local absorption center, where the Israeli government offers temporary living quarters for new immigrants, for a hotel in Jerusalem. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Jerusalem.
A report from the UN Drugs Agency says Afghan farmers lost more than $1 billion of cash income from opium sales after the Taliban banned poppy cultivation. Afghanistan was the world's biggest opium producer and a major source for heroin in Europe and Asia when the Taliban seized power in August 2021. They imposed a formal ban in April 2022. The report from the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime published Sunday said opium cultivation crashed by 95% because of the ban. Afghans are dealing with drought, severe economic hardship, and then continued consequences of decades of war and natural disasters. More and more U.S. cities are considering ending the right on red traffic law that allows drivers to make a right-hand turn at an intersection if the coast is clear. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
After a dramatic spike in automobile crashes that have killed or injured pedestrians and bicyclists, cities like Washington, D.C. and Ann Arbor, Michigan have approved a ban on right on red. Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle are considering those changes too. According to the Governor's Highway Safety Association, more than 7,500 pedestrians were killed last year, the largest number in decades. The National Motorists Association says ending the right on red rule won't help the problem, but for 26-year-old Sophie Langerman, who was struck by a car in Chicago this past summer, distracted drivers should not be allowed to decide if an intersection is clear. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Federal regulators will review the use of a chemical found in tires after a petition from Native American tribes in California and Washington state. Those Native American tribes want the rubber preservative 6-PPD banned because it kills salmon as they return to their natal streams to spawn. The chemical is added to virtually every vehicle tire as a rubber preservative. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's announcement is the start of a long regulatory process that could see the chemical banned. Tire manufacturers say they are trying to identify alternatives. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.